So there's essentially just finished the so-called HPF2 activity, and it will be discussed, I believe, at Supercomputing 96, which is next month. And it was meant to address two issues. The first issue was HPF actually didn't do what most people wanted, because it only did these regular problems and embarrassingly parallel problems, and it did not do adaptive problems, which are actually what most problems are. And the other unfortunate point was that in spite of this language being only applicable to probably a modest subset of actual real problems, people couldn't build compilers. So they tried to simplify the language. So they wanted to try to add capability and also simplify it. I'm not certain what they've done is very successful, because what they've, to simplify it, they've actually made the base language simple, and then they put actually what's most important as a so-called approved extension, which means that you may or may not get this capability depending on whether the vendor does it for you. So it means you can actually get a base compiler out there a little more easily, but it's not actually, in my opinion, going to be very useful. HPF has this difficulty, as do all parallel compilers, that we only really need parallelism for complicated, difficult problems which are doing messy things, and those are precisely the ones that need the approved extensions. So there are various things like dynamic realign and redistributions have been removed from the base language and are now just approved extensions. The one thing people thought they were going to do, which they didn't, was parallel I/O.